אני אל שקאי. יתלך לפני ותמים. So God says to Avram Avinu, I am the God of Shakai. The go in front of me and be complete. Nearly b'siyat d'shmaya. The yadua shem kel Shakai. It's known the name kel Shakai. Me'ir ba'olam abriya. It gives awe, it gives its light, its ruchnius, its spirituality to the world of Bria. Vatam ki olam abriya hu olam ashlishi. It's the third world. Shusham kedusha mishulesha. There's three kedushas. Lachen meir sham kel shakai. Therefore, the awe of el kel shakai is meir there. It's enlightened there. Techeshbono mishulash. Its gematria is threefold. Koshlish hu kuftes vav. Every third of Kel Shakai, a third of the gematria of Kel Shakai, is 115. Yeah? Because Shakai is what? Shin v'dalad yud is 314. And El is 31. So together, it's 345. Right? Yeah, exactly 45. So a third of 345 is 115. Kaminyan Chesed Agadol. Chesed Agadol is Chesed is Samach, which is 60, and Dalet Chet is 12. That's 72. And Gadol is Lamed, Gimel Dalet, and Vav is 3, 4, and 6, which is 13. And Lamed is 43. Right? So I said 43 and 72 is 115. V'lachein, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, shezacha el ha-neshamot de bina de bria, he was zoche to the souls of bina de bria, right? Of the olam ha-bria. Like, you don't feel like you have four worlds. You go from the first world in Asiya, which is Birkus HaShachar, to after Korbanos and Ezum Mekomen, right? Then you go to Keteres and Ezum Mekomen. The Kamosha Katuv, like it's written, Bashar Psukim, Bapasha Breshes, in Pasha's Breshes, Nikra Moshe, he's called Moshe. Shu Mispa El Shakai. Moshe is 300, Mshin is 300, and Moshe Mem is 40, and He is 45. 345 is a gematria of Kel Shakai. Shekol shlish hu mispar chesed gadol. A third of that is chesed gadol, which we said is 115. Shu haya besod hachasadim. Moshe Rabbeinu was besod hachasadim. B'nefesh ruach neshama shelo. In the nefesh ruach neshama shelo, the three levels of his neshama. Kamo shekatu, like it says in the pasuk. V'tere oto ki tov hu. The pasuk says we saw him; he was good. V'lachein, right? So he's chasadim. Chasadim is tov. The Torah is given through him. The Torah nitna lanu me'olam abriya. The Torah was given in the world of Bria. Vihine yadua. It's a known thing. She Israel nishmatam chatzuva mitachat kisei hakavod. It's from under the kisei hakavod, right? From the kisei hakavod, which is the world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings from there nishmas Israel. Shu olam abriya. That's the place of olam abriya in these three olams, like I said. And by Baruch Shama you get to Bria, and then Baruch Shama is Yitzira, and then Kriyat Shema, Brachos and Kriyat Shema is Bria, and Shmona Esrei is Atzirut. Then you go down. Yeah, these are spiritual worlds. Hine Yadua, it's known. She Yisrael Nishmatam Chatzuv Mitachat Kisei Kavod. It's from the Kisei Kavod. It comes from there. Tachat HaKisei HaKavod, under the Kisei HaKavod. Shu Olam HaBriya, which is in the world of Briya. Besod Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo. Blessed be God who created us Lichvodo, for His covered, i.e. from the Mokom HaKavod, which is Kisei HaKavod, which is in the Olam HaBriya. Shesham Me'ir Sham Kel Shakai. And there is Me'ir in Olam HaBriya, the name Kel Shakai. Shu Mishulash, it's made up of three, i.e., three times Chesed Agadol. Koshlish Mishpa Chesed Agadol, right? 115 divided is 3 times. 3,115 is 345. If Klal Yisrael will be complete in the Avodah, Ba'ava Mishuleshet, in three types of places of Ava, Shielehem, Ba'avodah, Tashem Yitbarach, Ava B'Kavana, they'll do Ava in the thoughts, in doing the mitzvahs, Ava B'Dibu, Ava in the speech, and Ava B'Maisen, Ava in the actions, Az Ya'ibahem, Shame Kel Shakai. Then will be me'ir in them this name Kel Shakai ba'olam abriya. Shuhu cheshbon, which is a name. Shuhu cheshbon mishulash. Yeah. Kol shlish mispa chesed agadol. Each one represents chesed agadol. These three types of ahava. In kavana, in intent, in speech, and in action. Ki ahava hi mitzad chesed. Ahava is mitzad anafachul chesed, right? Besod, Zera Avram Ohavi, Avram Avinu, who represents Chesed, he's Ohavi. He's Ohav Hashem. V'gam Sham Hu Sod HaGdula. That's the concept of Gdula. V'lechen Ya'ir Behem Kel Shakai. In these three Kavanas, right, in these three Avas with Kavana, and Avas Hashem with regard to your Dibu, and Avas Hashem your Maisim and your actions, Me'ir Behem this Kel Shlakai, Shu Shlosh Pamim Chesed Agadol, which is three times Chesed Agadol, because you're doing Chesed, you're doing Avas Hashem, Hashem Yid Barach in these three Pu'ulas when you do a mitzvah. But Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Nefesh is against action, Ruach is against Dibu, and Neshama is against Kavana. Yeah? Shalahem. Va'al shilush ze ramaz lehem b'mash ama. And with these three things, is hinted in what it says, v'yitem li sgula, you beat me a sgula. Right? Dugma ha-segol. Like the segol. So it's like the segol. The segol is made out of three nekudot. Shu nekudot chesed, right? Nekudot chesed, which is these three aspects of these ahava. Hu mishulash b'shlosh nekudot. It has its three nekudot, three dots, makes the segol, which is, represents chesed. Because mishulash, with three times chesed agadol. Ava b'maisa, ava b'kavana, ava b'dibu, and ava b'maisa. V'yaduahu, the shleimus avoda b'shlosh pa'amim, ava, the a person's avoda, when it's only b'shleimut, when it's complete, is when he does it with these three forms of Ava. And Iskarim Ramuza Ba'otiyot Shelifnei Shem Havaya. This is hinted in the letters before the name Havaya. Shehem, before Shem Yud, is Kaf. Before means after. After Yud is Kaf. After He is Vav. After Vav is Zayin. And after the final He is Shemisparam Shlosh Pamim Ava. The mispar of this shame, Kav Vav Zayin Vav, is three times Ava. Ava is Yud Gimel. Three times is 39. Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. Two Vavs are 12. Kaf is 20. Right? So 12 and 20 is 32. And Zayin is 39. So it's three times Ava, this shame. We should go after Hashem. What do you mean you should go after Hashem? Ki the shame kuf vav zayin vav shem mispa shlosh pa'amim ahava, it's three times ahava. That means acharei otiyot shem Hashem, after the letters yud kei vav kei, after yud is kaf, after hey is vav, yeah, after Vav is Zayin, and after the final Hey is Vav. That's the Shem, Kav Vav, Zayin Vav. Yeah, but Alpha Beta. After the Shem Hashem, the letters after Shem Hashem, Elocheichem Telechu, that you should go after them. What does it mean? It means you should go after Shem Hashem in serving Hashem. That means you go these three times Ava, three times Yud Gimel, Ava B'Kavana, Ava in your speech, right? And Ava b'mais in your actions. Haramez kan, which is hinted here, Ani kel shakai, in the pasuk, Ani shelka kel shakai, Shuhu shem hami'ir b'briya. It's the name of Shema, which is gives its light in the Olam HaBriyah. Shu mishulash b'shlosh pa'amim chesed ha'gadol. It's three times chesed ha'gadol. V'lechen hitalech lefanai. Go in front of me. Kloma. Ba'otiyot shehem lefanai shmi. The letters which are in front of my name, which is the letters Kuf Vav Zayin Vav, shehem mispar shlosh pa'amim ahava, which is the Gematria 39, which is three times ahava, because each ahava is 13. Shu besod chesed ha'gadol. In other words, in order to get to the shem ani kel shakai, the shem kel shakai ba'olam abriya, right? What do we have to do? How we get bizocher to this name? Yes? We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with three types of ahava. Ava be kavana, ava in dibur, and ava in action. Ubezet yetamim ba'arat kel shakai. And with that, we'll be complete in the shame kel shakai. That's meir ba'olam abriya. Umacha shanachnu tzrichim lavod et Hashem yitbarach ulekayem mitzvotah b'shlosh pa'amim ava. And since we have to serve Hashem and to mekayem its mitzvot with these three times ava, shem b'kavona dibur mai, so that are with intention, speech, and action. Lachen hatzitzit, shehu zeicha lechol mitzvot Hashem. Tzitzit, which is a remembrance of all the mitzvot Hashem. That's the kavona we have in tzitzit. It's a kavona that you should have when you put on your mitzvot tzitzit. Osin bo tel tal krichot. We make in the tzitzit 39 krichot. Lirmos shanachnu tzrichim lirotto. We need to see these tal krichot that we put on our tzitzit. Yeah? Right? Lisko bo mitzvah Hashem, to remember the mitzvah Hashem, ba'ava mishuleshet, three times ava, which is three times yud gimel, ba'kavona, to do all the mitzvah Hashem, with kavona, with proper intention, with dibu, with proper speech, right? Uba maisa, and in proper action, l'shem Hashem, for the same of God's name, v'lechach, and therefore nikra talit, it's called a talit, shehu tal, Tafyud. What does Tal Tafyud mean? Tal is 39. The Hainu Tal. Remez the Tal Haniska, the 39 that we mentioned above, the three types of Ava, Bekavana, Dibu, and Maisa. For Tafyud, Shumisper Kadosh. Tafyud is 410, which is Misper Kadosh. Yes? Kuf and Shin is 400. And Dalad and Vav is Yud. Shimashech lanu kedusha, that will come through doing our mitzvahs with proper kavana, proper dibu, and proper action. They'll come onto us kedusha me mitzvah zu shel tal krichot hatzitzis, of the tal krichot of tzitzis, right? Because that's maskir as this avodas Hashem, right? When we do these the mitzvah with proper intention, proper speech, and proper action. Ki ein lanu hasaga, ela b'tzitzis shebetalis. We can't reach the awe only of tzitzis in the talis. V'lo b'guf ha-talis atzmo, not in the talis itself. We can only be zoche to the awe, to reach the awe of the tzitzis, and not the talis itself. The talis itself is too big for us.